I have known Pat Olszewski Winston for quite a few years, but as a visual artist, well, you never really know someone until you read their memoir. I've just read The Curious Childhood of Patty O. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me to be here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, and what a fun and enjoyable read. It was just a kick. Give us the thumbnail version of...
It's about 10 years of my life growing up in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, where mm-hmm. I grew up, and I just had a collection of stories in my head, and over the years, wrote them down and accumulated them and decided to put it into a book.
Okay, and what were the steps that were you actually self-motivated enough to go out and make it happen, or were there little incidents that you got little pushes here and there?
Oh, lots of pushes. I ran into Nancy Natalicio at the grocery store one day, and mm-hmm. she said, "Are you writing?" And I said, little bit, but I need an editor. And she says, "I know the perfect person for you."
Isn't that funny how
yeah.
Our lives move forward in the produce section?
Yeah. It's like, and she kind of knew a little bit about my story. So she knew exactly who I could work well with.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Chris Suzanni.
Yes.
And it worked out so great.
So what was the mechanism? Because I know so many people have their life stories. They have the little collections of letters or whatever it is, clueless how to put it together into a book. So tell me more.
Well, prior to all this, I had been writing, journaling for like 30 years,
mm-hmm.
always journaling. And then I started to, I was interested in Julia Cameron and her morning pages, and I was
yes.
doing that. And then I got an opportunity to meet her, which is another great turning point in my life. About 6 years ago, I met her. And she was also encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Keep going. Keep doing it.
And
finish it."
She wrote The Artist's Way,
yes.
I believe. Julia
yes.
Cameron. Yes.
I mean, I was enamored by her, totally. And so it was a great step to go, okay. Because being an artist, of course, I had self-doubt.
Oh,
I'm
duh.
Going,
yeah,
I don't
plenty
think
of that.
What am I thinking? I can write a book. This is crazy, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But she said, no, keep going.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I had all these little pushes behind
mm-hmm.
me.
Did you have a shoebox full of stuff or
a
notebook?
Yeah,
was it organized?
Box, a huge wicker box full of stuff.
Okay.
No, organized? No.
What's that?
When I met Chris, I just threw her all these little stories, and I said, "I have no order of any of this." And it took about 6 months for her to piece it together and put
mm-hmm.
it in order, because
mm-hmm.
I really didn't know what came first or what should go first.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke it down for me.
So the chronology was rough and approximate when you handed stuff to her?
Right.
Wow.
And
okay.
she put it in order. And she actually organized my memories as to this had to have happened before this and this had to have happened
wow,
before this.
Wow, a forensic partner.
Holy and I smokes. Thought, you're right, I never thought about it. So she clarified my youth.
Wow. Did you find out anything about yourself in the process of this creation of this book?
Oh, lots of things. I mean, ongoing. And still,
yeah.
because it's now people are reading it, people that I grew up with are reading it and are, throwing questions at me or, did that really happen and all that? And yeah, that really happened. And
well, what's the percentage? What really happened and what's fiction? And how did you,
80,
who decided
85%,
what?
About 85% true.
Okay.
I change people's names to protect their innocence, like I said.
Or guilt.
Or guilt. to protect them and, for various reasons.
Well, discretion is a good idea.
And in some cases, I didn't know the end of the little short story, and so then I had to kind of make it up.
Ah, okay.
I really didn't know what happened then. That's where I thought, to be safe, we need to make it literature. Make
mm-hmm.
this,
mm-hmm.
Fiction. And so that's...
I love to try to look inside of the artist and see what's the common denominator in the way a person creates. And I can see in your beautiful watercolors and your the images that you create, there's this looseness, this real comfort with letting the colors speak for themselves. And it sounds like you had that liberty in allowing that mix of fact and fiction, not getting
absolutely.
Too obsessive about it.
Because if I had to write historical... a book historically, forget it. I couldn't do it because then you'd have to do all that homework, which I wasn't
yeah.
prepared to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to do. And I thought, no. My imagination is out there anyway. So
yeah,
this is
I think so, yes.
So this was easy for me to make colorful people more colorful,
Oh.
Interesting people more interesting. And I changed their names and made them fun names. And sometimes Chris helped me with that too, with
mm-hmm.
the names.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "This sounds good." So she would help out there.
Is there a particular paragraph that I could impose on you to read?
So one chapter is called The One and Only Lovely Loony Loretta Latuni. Loretta Latuni had been a wild woman in her younger days. She told me so. She said when she was in her prime, her looks could stop a bus. All of which sounded strange to me. I wasn't exactly sure what prime meant, and I had no idea how or why a bus would stop for a particular look, prime or otherwise. But I believed her. That's because we were the best of friends.
That story, that particular little story goes on, and it's so charming because you're a young girl, so naive in so many ways, and I love the way you just blurt out these questions in your head about, you know, stopping a bus and not getting it. So many people relate to that.
Yeah, yeah. Or, so
where you just fake
or swearing
it.
Like a sailor, like I talk about my mom. You know, I
yeah.
thought, well, how do, what do you mean? You know,
how do sailors weigh? Who would?
I've never met a sailor. You know, I'm only 8 or whatever the thing was, so I didn't know.
But you go on to meet a sailor.
Yes, I do. It all ties in. It does. And that's kind of the fun part, is to make a book tie in the
yes.
beginning to the end. So I learned, the learning curve was so huge, the entire process. It's going, you know, my brain, my left side of my brain was kicked in.
Well, it's obviously a very productive and very charming process all the way through. For our listeners who would like to meet Pat, if you don't know her already, that alone's a treat. But she will be signing her book and reading from it. And this is all 2 weeks from today, September the 15th, a Saturday, at the Encaustic International Studio and Gallery. That's 7100 West Wind. She will be there signing her book from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then she'll be back that evening for a performance reading from 5 to 7 p.m. accompanied by none other than Buddy Winston, who happens to be a fantastic guitarist, and her husband. Okay. But
don't forget that part.
That's right. And also that day, Adrienne Palmer will be selling her one-of-a-kind handmade jewelry out at the Encaustic International Studio and Gallery. Now, for information about Pat's book, you can go to olchefski.com. That's olchefski.com. And where will we be able to buy the book, Pat?
Very soon at Amazon Books, at Barnes & Noble, and the publisher, which is lulu.com.
Excellent.
So it'll be all over the place.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In today.
Thank you.